Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Suzy Boyd.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and coughers. Well, there's no pretending to you tonight, my darling listeners, that I am the picture perfect presence of health. I am sick as a pig, but I don't think I have the swine flu, although those pig faces, those snouts keep coming to me in my delirium, and I do have the flu. Oh, it's like being in bondage, and the rope are made of mucus. Yeah. It's kind of science fiction-y, really. You do feel like you're kind of in that sticky, alien-y place, you know? Anyway, I have taken some antihistamines, so I could be in the people space here with Sister Sarah and Sister Lisa and Brother Max. Brother Brandilio is back from the back Easters. And Brother Skip and Sister Felicia on the phones. And we're taking your calls about sex, love, life, and death. We have a few of our own issues to discuss tonight. And no in-studio guests, so it's all about us tonight. I'm wondering, should we start the show with the launch?
The launch?
The launch. We do have an interesting call from a guy named David in Georgia who caught his mom with a younger guy.
Well,
all right, so that
maybe
kind of,
we should start with a call.
Well, we could, but I feel, having said that, we have a call coming up involving this mom with a younger guy. We should launch our new blogamy, right?
Blogamy.
Blogga who?
All right, listen
not
here.
Blasphemy,
okay, not blasphemy.
Not bigamy.
None of that. This
blogamy.
Is blogamy. This is beyond blog.
Well, it is a little blasphemy.
It's a beyond
and
blog.
And it is a little bigamy.
This is blogamy.
And it's blogamy. And it's here now. It's actually been here for a little while. If you are part of the underground, you already know. But it is secret no longer because we are announcing it now. It's no longer a secret. Except that there are certain parts of it that are still secret.
And we're giving away some prizes.
Oh, right.
If you sign up right now, you get a date with me.
Aww.
No, that one of the prizes? No, that wasn't one of the prizes.
I want that prize.
Yeah, you have that prize. You always have that prize.
I get
prize.
That prize tonight. We have a date.
We're right. Going to give you some cocoa leaf liqueur.
Agua.
Agua, made out of cocoa leaves.
I'm keeping an eye on the orders, so yep. Subscribe to Blogamy.
You got to sign up right now.
Win a bottle of Coke.
What's the address?
Well,
yeah, whatever.
It's legal.
Blogamy.com.
Okay, it's perfectly legal.
Yes.
BloggAmy.com.
Blogamy.com.
It's perfectly legal, LAPD.
Blogamy.
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 Like, you know, it would have two G's. Otherwise,
two G's.
It'd be Blogamy.
We should
blog-amy.
Probably register Blogamy, too, anyway.
We should do both,
I'm going to
yeah.
go grab it while we're on the radio announcing it.
Okay.
Race me, listeners.
No, what you have to do is go to BloggAmy.com. All right.
Blogamy.
Blogamy.
If you go there right now and you sign up, and the first two people to sign up are going to get cocoa leaf liqueur.
Agua is the name.
Agua is the name.
There's no other coca leaf liqueur, so
is the name.
Let's call it just Agua.
Right. Agua. You have another caller?
I have two callers, right. Okay, so let's... first, we're going to talk with this caller that we identified earlier. But we do have a famous person on the line who we'll just identify as John Baku of FetLife.
Ooh.
Okay. And we have Joe from Toronto, and we have David from Georgia. Caught his mom with a younger guy. We got to hear from him.
Okay.
Numero uno.
What line is he on?
Number two.
Ready?
David.
Hold on.
David.
Yes.
You caught your mom with a younger guy?
My parents had been separated for a little while, and I came home last week, and they weren't aware that I was there, but I seen my mom with the young black guy that cuts the grass, and we're white, so it was kind of
hot.
You know.
Oh my God!
I don't think he thought it was. I like how he said that cuts the grass.
Yeah, that
not
cuts
only
the
is he
grass,
black, but he's the help.
Yes, so he's muscular.
She's doing the help.
You know that he's just built.
Oh yeah,
sweaty.
He cuts the grass with his shirt off.
Mm-hmm.
He probably does her while he's all sweaty still.
Oh, of course. Mm. That right off, fresh from the grass, fresh cut.
Yeah, that's the thing. I got kind of turned on by it.
I bet you did.
That's why you called.
Mm-hmm. All right, David. Well, you continue to get turned on by it because that's good, clean, healthy fantasy. All right?
Okay, I'll surely do that.
Okay.
I sure appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Hey, how'd you find us, by the way? How'd you end up in this den?
Good question.
On the internet, I just did a search.
And what did you search for? I'm doing a little research. What did you search for?
I searched for therapy.
Sexual therapy. Okay, great. All right. Well, you keep listening. We're on every Saturday night, okay? All right?
Okay.
And if you sign up right now, you're going to get a bottle of liqueur on our new Blog-a-me. Go look it up. Blog-a-me. Okay?
Okay, cool. I'll have to do that.
You take
and
care
if
now.
You want a little private conversation about your situation, whether it's real or fantasy, sounds like a fantasy, but sometimes, you know, fantasy does come from reality. There are real situations like what you just described all over the world.
All right.
So then you can call our therapy institute, you know, which is the same number that you called to call the radio show, but you just do it after the show. All right?
Okay. Do you also have male therapists?
Yes, we do male therapists.
And we have black male therapists.
Yes, actually, yes, black ones, yes. All different colors.
Oh, really?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah,
black and white and yellow. Yep, we do.
Well, that sounds pretty cool.
Male, female, and transgendered.
Transgendered?
Yes, we have transgendered. Remember? You know about our trannies.
Yes, of course. We have some in-house.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, well, listen, that's great. And this is your first time listening, is it?
Yes.
All right. Well, hey, thanks so much. And you keep listening, okay? And tell everybody about it, right?
Yeah, you can always call 24 hours a day.
And, you know,
we're always here.
Your mom, how's she doing?
Sounds like she's doing great.
Oh, she's doing really good. Okay. Really, really good.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad she
glad
is.
Glad she is. All right, well, you take care.
You take care.
Sweet dreams tonight, huh?
Okay.
Okay, have a drink
on us. Okay, thank you.
All right, bye.
All right, so.
A little market research there.
Little market research. Yes, that's a good idea.
Yes.
To know where they come from.
It's the old radio trick.
These people. Now,
this one is about the
believe the next person we're speaking to is has a certain amount of fame.
Fame.
Fame, you know?
Fame, yes. I know
it's
fame.
Worth something. It's like
I am fairly
money.
Famous.
Yes, fairly famous.
Especially in state prison. They know me all. there.
Uh-huh. Just they know me there, too, don't
they? Yeah, they know you
actually,
there, too.
They know me there very well.
They know
well.
You better than they know me.
They know me really well in the county jail, though. That's right. Where they know me really well.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, we have someone who's famous, and we met him on Twitter. And we also have someone who's not so,
so famous,
and he exposes himself to girls. Now, he seems to be in...
he could be in trouble.
He could be in trouble, yes. I mean, and it's funny because they both kind of are skirting with this thing of celebrity, of showing yourself,
right.
Of showing off.
Okay.
So who should we speak to? Probably...
Let's talk to the famous...
The famous one, because we want to get to know him.
And we want the audience, you
right,
know.
And the other one should just stop exposing himself to little girls.
Just for a few minutes.
Joe, stop. Don't expose
We're
yourself
gonna be
to
right
little
with
girls.
You,
we'll
though.
Be right with you, okay? But no more of that. Really, just... We'll take care of you, honey.
Okay.
Okay. So let's talk to John Baku on line 3.
He's on.
Hi, John. Hi, John. John. John, John. John Baku. John.
Hello.
Hello. Is this John?
No, it's Joe Fatrano.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
Wait.
Hold on. It's the wrong line.
We had the wrong line. We had our lines crossed. Okay, is this John?
Oh, yeah, there I am.
There you are.
He's like, I'm here.
Gosh, that was a moment of technical conundrums.
I was going to say, what kind of famous guy is this with this voice?
Yeah, I know. It was interesting. I thought
it was
for a moment,
beat-off
this
voice.
Is a really non-famous type of voice. It was a beat-off show yourself to little girls voice. That's
yeah,
exactly
was.
What it was. Joe, don't do that. No showing yourself to little girls. It's not right.
And just to be clear, I don't. The John Baku does not show himself off.
Right. No. We can tell just by your tone of voice. It's okay. Just to be clear. But you are kind of famous.
Kind of famous, but not famous.
Not really famous, no.
So I'm almost there, but just not good enough to be there.
Not good enough.
I think I'd be famous if I had that hat of yours.
You probably would. This hat. This hat is very magical, and it makes the wearer famous. Are you watching me right now?
Is it just us two talking? Yes, I'm watching you.
Well, I don't know, because in any given picture of me, you could see me in a hat. So I'm not sure if you're actually watching.
I feel like you're flirting with me. Are we going to have like webcam sex now that I'm staring at you?
That's
yes,
what I'm rooting
absolutely.
For. Stop
right,
ruining
here.
A moment.
Yeah.
Well,
that camera angle really shows
is,
beautiful cleavage, but that's just
does okay.
Does have
good
cleavage.
Good. I'm glad. I need to have someone out there giving me feedback. You know. So you're watching us on Mogulus, is that right?
Yes, Mogulus. Yes.
And we are on Mogulus. And what is our address on Mogulus?
DrSusieB.com/2T.
There you go. We use our own address for everything. we're into dominion, world domination. So we use our own
admirable.
Address. We have our own tiny URL. Got to have your own
it
tiny URL.
It is pretty
URL.
Sweet.
Dr. Susie B. You got to know how to spell it, though.
So how did you guys get into the business of discussing sex, love, life, and death? Where did
that's my business,
come?
Baby, and
they
this is my show, so I'm going to ask you the questions.
All right, I'll keep my mouth shut then.
Oh, gosh, I can't laugh when I laugh. That swine flu comes up in me. Oh, Lord. All right. So you, my darling John, may I call you John or should I call you Master John?
Ooh. You can call me, please.
Oh, or Slave John? What? That's you,
it
Sarah.
Was me. I was like, where's that coming from? It's my laptop.
Your laptop is talking. Okay, John, it's back to just you and me now.
All right.
What do I call you? John?
Yeah, listening.
What do I call you? Just John Baku?
Call
Monsieur
me John.
Baku.
Call me
John.
John.
Okay. Okay,
John.
So you are the brains behind FetLife, is that right?
Well, I'm one of the many brains.
One of the many brains.
I started FetLife about 19 months ago, I started working on the development of FetLife, and it went live about 16 months ago. And since then, we've grown from just me to me and an amazing team with James, Mark, and MJ, and about 50 volunteers that help run FetLife on a daily basis.
Wow. So you started it, though. You originated it? Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that's fair to say.
And how did you come up with this idea?
It's pretty simple. I had an itch that I want to scratch. I really, didn't like alt.com.
So it's personal.
I still can't even figure out how to use it. I do have an engineering degree, but I guess not enough. Color Me really sucked. I mean, they all pretty much sucked. They all really disrespected their members. And I was like, screw it. I'm going to make something that I like for myself. And I made something. You know, I thought we'd get 1,000 members in like 2 years, and I'd be really happy and proud of it. But lo and behold, we're at 150,000 members. I'm like, damn, maybe we did something right.
150,000 members.
Ooh.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
One of the first lessons I learned in marketing is pick a fight. And I just really dislike what exists out there, and I think that the majority of products that exist there in the alternative lifestyle world
pick
are just really
fight.
Subpar and an insult to the art.
You know, they say it's either love or war, and you're kind of moving through love with war or something like that. You're picking a fight in the area of love with S&M, which is a combination of love and war anyway.
Or to read the shirt that I'm wearing right now, Makeup Sex, it's worth fighting for.
Makeup Sex, right, right. Well, bonobos are very into makeup sex. You know about bonobos?
I've never heard of bonobos. Tell me about them.
Oh, my God. I don't think I will, though, because this I'm trying to interview you. But, bonobos are our Moscow. So just in a coconut shell, bonobos are the make love, not war chimpanzee. And they swing through the trees as well as with each other. They have a lot of sex, and they seem to use sex to create peace in their communities. That is, they don't kill each other, but they do hurt each other. They're not nonviolent. They hurt each other a little bit. What I'm saying is they kind of practice a kind of S&M type thing, in a way, because they seem to have a controlled way of hurting each other that doesn't wind up killing each other, like common chimpanzees who murder each other and who don't have as much sex. Anyway... And common chimps, of course, also make war. They have warring parties. Anyway, I'm not going to go too deep into bonobos, but you should learn about them, and so should everyone else listening. But are you? Tell me about yourself personally. Are you a master or a slave, or what kind of fetish are you into?
I tend to not want to give myself to a title itself, because with titles comes preconceived notions. So I am who I am, because I mean, most, some days I'm very dominant. Some days I'm just a goofball.
Okay.
So it all depends on what my mood is. And, but I am, I am extremely dominant. I'm extremely dominant in bed, but, I don't know. I was never somebody who really liked titles because of the preconceived notions.
Okay. Well then.
Sounds
Prince
like a
John.
Answer,
okay. Well, so are you in a relationship? Are you single? Are you looking?
No, I'm married to FetLife.
You're married to FetLife. Wow. And you started by getting into alt and that whole game there.
Yeah, I was one of those losers that paid the $100-something a year to be a member of alt. And those people are sneaky, because you don't get one girl messaging you all year, and then 6 days before you go, before your subscription runs out, you get one girl messaging you, your subscription runs out, so you can't message them, so you pay the money, you message them back, and they never message you, and then you never hear back from them again. You're like, damn it, they got me again. That's every year.
Really?
See,
do they do that?
You need to code some of that stuff into FetLife. Make yourself a millionaire.
Well, you know, considering it's free, I don't think it'll help me at all.
FetLife is free.
Ah.
So how do you make money? That's the question that's running around the speakeasy here. How does he make money then?
You know what? If you can answer that question, I'd love to hear the answer for it. Well, right now we're 100% ad-based.
Yeah.
And ad and donation-based, and that's working out really well for us. But we're still trying to figure out what's the right way to make money for us to continue to move forward.
Still trying to figure it out at 150,000 members.
There are millions of brilliant minds working on that problem right now.
Right.
How do you make money on a social network?
Money.
Is it even possible?
Well, it's funny. Social networks in Asia make good money.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy. Everyone points to that as an example, but we have yet to reproduce it here in America.
Alton, those guys don't do bad.
Yeah, Alton, AFF actually make money, don't they? I mean, in their kind of awkward, sort of obnoxious way, they make money. And I'm on both of them, by the way. I have to admit, you know.
But they're not social networks because they're not really there as a utility to help people to connect and maintain relationships. They're there purely as a dating site.
Well, so I'm there for, I mean, I hate to say this, I'm there for business.
They're
for
just business. Paid yeah. social networks. It's like eHarmony. Yeah, the same features. But
the interesting part is that many of the people that come here are from those sites.
Oh, definitely.
So we've made many, many friends.
But, you know, we'd love to get people from FetLife, too.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
We're not against, I mean, we're totally for you.
And we're totally for free
and
social
networks. We're totally for free. Yeah, well, that's much, much better for us because having to pay $30 a month sucks. But, you know, I mean, it's kind of worth it to us in a way. I don't know. Sometimes it is
we're
and
in
sometimes
business.
It isn't. When we're doing an event,
yeah,
it's
right.
worth it.
Yeah.
You know?
When is the next FetLife event?
The FetLife
yeah,
has events?
Yeah, it has events.
Okay, you guys have events, don't you?
Yes, we do. But, I mean, you know...
Do you want to promote your next event?
So, FetLife doesn't have events. We have an event section where anybody can promote their event. Is that what you're trying to refer to?
Oh, so if we have an event, we could promote it in your section.
Right. It's free for anybody to promote their events. We have over 500 upcoming events right now all over the world that are being promoted.
And what do you feel... Okay, that's cool.
That's cool. Yeah, that's great. See, that's one thing that Alt really doesn't have.
Alt only allows you to have very low-key private party announcements.
Right.
And that you can make an announcement, a bulletin. That's about it.
But you can't tell much.
Because Alt is trying to go for a money grab of communication, their whole business is not about trying to do what's best for you, but its job is to do what's best for them to be able to grab your money. It's very different.
Well, yeah, okay. I mean, you know, I guess that, I mean, everybody needs to grab money one way or another. You know, how do you grab money if you don't grab it from the FetLifers?
You got to figure out how to do it, right?
You do it some other way?
When you create something of value, you know, it's not hard to make it money because value is value. But
I'm just shaking my head. Poor new social network starter.
I don't know.
Listen, we're all in the same business. We also
have
a social network.
We have a social network, which we have also not made money on yet, although we blame technology.
Well, actually, technology, we haven't figured out how to get people to pay.
Wait. I have a very successful social network, and I make hundreds of dollars a month on that.
Hundreds.
Hundreds of dollars a month.
Hundreds.
I'm in the top tier. Top tier of success.
Whoa.
Hundreds of dollars. I make more money than fucking MySpace.
Probably do. That's right. Because MySpace loses money.
Well, at this point, they probably do. At this point, I'm worried about Facebook.
Hey, you know, sir, I like that.
Twitter is all...
We make more money than
Twitter
MySpace.
Is everywhere.
That's right. That's true.
Of course, people have to get off of Twitter and look at a profile somewhere.
Twitter is also not making money.
Right.
No, Twitter doesn't make any money. That's true.
In fact, all these motherfuckers that are valued at billions of dollars can suck our dicks, right?
Right. FetLife, because, you know.
I bet FetLife probably
we gotta
makes
pay the rent.
Thousands of dollars a month, right, FetLife?
Thousands?
You still make hundreds?
No, Facebook makes, $400 million a year? They make money.
I don't think Facebook
makes. No, they don't. But not.
Let's figure that out.
The revenue is the $400 million a year.
That's the revenue.
Yeah, revenue is different than profit.
Right.
But let's see.
But anyway, listen, we'd like to hook up with you. We'd like to send traffic to you, and you could put up a special.
Maybe you can send some traffic to us. Yeah. We can send some traffic to you.
Because we have a lot of traffic.
We do.
Yes.
We're traffic whores. I just realized that.
That's right. We're traffic whores.
Well, yeah. First of all, are we Twitter friends? I think we are, right?
As of like an hour ago, we are.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That's good.
I just
Twittered, you know, since you're traffic whores, I just Twittered.
I think I Twittered about you already coming on the show.
My followers, so, I mean, we might have a couple here.
Okay. Well, you know, we'll give you we'll share.
Now we should give credit to Felicia,
Felicia.
Skip, who of course told us about FetLife to begin with.
Right.
Felicia is our community manager, our network.
And she really came and pitched you guys.
She manages our presence on all these money losing networks all over the world. Except I do my own Twitter.
Wait. To the point of Facebook profits, yeah. I found a great article called "Will Facebook Ever Make a Profit?" So apparently, they've never made a profit ever.
Right.
Never. How does that make you feel? But Alt has. Alt has made a profit.
Yeah, Alt has made a profit.
So you could just be a.
Too.
You know what I've always resented about Alt a little bit. Let me just say it right there, and this is what you have different. So I don't resent them trying to take my money. I mean, I understand.
I mean, I've met a lot
of Jewish.
Great people.
Everybody's people have to make a living. What I resent is when they say that they're, and no offense to Christians, but that they're.
I love how you always look at me with your Christian digs. No offense, Sarah. Okay, go ahead.
But they say that they had some born-again Christians running it or something. Born-again Christians running the alt.com network. And I kind of took a little offense at that.
Huh.
Like, concerned that my
That makes it safer.
Yeah,
that's
safer.
How we feel. It's safer.
Well,
now.
And some people might find that kinky.
You can get nailed to the cross.
And it just shows you how hypocritical a lot of those...
no problem, you know.
How hypocritical a lot of those born-again...
Because, you know...
I didn't know sentence was filled with a born of...
I didn't mean to say the word hypocritical three times, but...
Since Penthouse was all...
Oh, yeah, Penthouse bought Alt, right?
Penthouse bought Alt.
Right,
correct.
Right.
That's what you can hope for as
right,
a social
so I think
network.
They
want to get bought.
I think they did kick out the born-agains. So, you know, okay, well then, good for them, Penthouse. Because Penthouse has been your friend for a long time, right,
yeah,
Max?
But Bob lost it all.
But Penthouse goes on.
Yeah, Penthouse
but
goes on.
But he created Penthouse.
He created it, yeah.
You know, what if Speakeasy goes on beyond us?
Yeah. I hope they pay some residuals when I get old and everything, and you know.
In the world beyond. All right, so we should join forces
and tie
people up. We have a cross down here, and we love all kinds of kinky people.
And listen, we can have some LA events here at the Speakeasy.
Maybe.
Well, listen, next time I'm in San Francisco, I'll make sure to, if you'll have me, I'll make sure to stop by the studio.
Except we'd have to pull some money out of your people so that we could pay for the event. That's the thing, is that the revolution, excuse me.
Sorry.
We have the flu here, the swine flu.
Yo, swine.
Okay. Ba-dum-bum. The revolution costs money.
Yeah, all revolutions cost money, so... But listen, we have a 16,000 square foot space.
Right.
And
we're for real, and you're for real.
We're for real.
And we appreciate that.
We make a small profit, about...
Very small.
$354 a month, but we're not in debt, you know, we're not broke, so, you know, that's good.
No, we're okay.
We're okay.
I went to Victoria's Secret the other day, but we're really kind of... I don't know, we got to pay the rent next week.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Hey,
so,
that's great. You're doing great work.
Take care... John, Prince John, Master John, Brother John.
Got my name already.
Yeah, John Baku.
Now, where are you from? You have a little bit of an accent.
Canadian.
Oh, he's Canadian, right. Canadian. Oh, right, Canadian.
I'm from the French-speaking provinces.
Ah, bonjour.
Bonjour. C'est bon.
Félicitations.
Yeah, ah, oui. Oui, oui.
Oui, oui. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
That's great. Well, let's really keep in touch and
c'est magnifique.
Yeah, really. Come on.
All right, keep up the good work, you guys.
Okay
you too.
All right.
250,000 by next month.
Revolution.
Bye, John.
Bye.
All right. So now we have spoken to John Baku on FetLife.com.
Okay.
You should join FetLife. You all got a fetish. Everybody has some
is that
kind
like
of fetish.
Feta cheese. How do you spell
feta
that?
Feta cheese. Fettuccine.
Life?
Fet, FETLIFE.com.
FetLife.com.
Go to that after you go to blogamy.com.
It's free.
And sign up.
Sign up.
B-L-O-G-G-A-M-Y. Sign up.
Sign up. We have a little ditty.
We have two bottles of cocoa liqueur to give away.
Two bottles of cocoa liqueur. Oh, cool. Right. Sign up right now.
Valued at $30 or more.
Right, $30 or more.
Sign up is only $4.95 or $6.95.
$6.95.
Oh, my God, you're really winning a lot.
So
what if you only get one sign up
and they get the bottle?
You're making a good deal. It's a good deal.
I swear, we're losing on this.
It's Crazy Max and Crazy Sarah and Crazy
Doctor.
We're crazy.
Slashing prices.
We're giving it away. Get rid of your depression. Join now.
Let's smash a TV.
Yeah.
Get crazy.
We got all kinds of people on the line. My God.
Okay. Do we still have David? No, not David. Let's see. Do we have Joe, the guy in Toronto?
Line one.
It's funny. They're both Canadians.
Line one. Another Canadian. Okay.
Yeah, another Canadian. All right. This guy.
Hello.
Is this Joe?
Joe. Hi, Joe.
Oh,
you're the guy exposing yourself.
Yeah, I was the one that had the first threesome a couple weeks ago.
You had your first threesome a couple weeks ago?
Yes, and then I wanted to get another one, so if I expose myself, I can get lucky again.
Okay, how come you're whispering?
Why not? It's my phone.
It's your phone?
It's his phone.
You're not whispering? Wait a second. Come on, you are whispering. Yeah, you. You're the one I'm talking to. Anyway, try to talk a little clearer, okay? Are you also masturbating?
Yes, I am.
Well, you know what? Nice. It is masturbation month. So you're allowed to masturbate. Actually, you're allowed to masturbate anytime, not just during masturbation month. But on masturbation month, you should celebrate masturbation. Are you doing that? Are you celebrating?
Okay, so hold on.
Are you feeling horribly guilty?
You hang in there. We have to cut to a commercial, and we'll be right back.
Commercial? Yeah. While he's hanging on to his little cock? What do you mean? Hanging on? All right, hang on, Joe.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497. Anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One.
Now that you're all deaf.
Wide web. And now, here she is.
Wow.
He's still there.
Okay.
How was that?
I'm back.
We're back.
That was hot.
I was going to Twitter something, but there's no time.
I Twittered.
You did. That's what you were doing. What were you Twittering? Tell me.
I Twittered. Free bottle of agua liqueur to the first two to sign up on our new Drupal-based adult site, blogamy.com.
Drupal-based.
Oh, I did that so I could get all the Drooplers to sign up.
All
they're
going to
be like, I'm going to see how your checkout works. Did you really code this site?
It really sucks. It doesn't take Visa.
Here's my credit card.
Actually, Visa sucks because it doesn't take us.
We should get a bottle of agua coca leaf liqueur out of my... out of my
office?
Room, office. Do you know where one is?
Oh, we should put it on
there's
the
There's one in the bar. There's one in the bar.
We're in the bar. Can
one
we bring one
in the bar?
In the bar?
Open, bring
I
it
want
in.
Two fucking sign-ups before the show is over. Are you listening, listeners?
We should be either drinking it or at least taking pictures with it.
Okay. B-L-O-G-G-A-M-Y.
Bring your mic up a little bit.
Yeah. So the first two people.
I'm sitting all cross-legged now.
Cross-legged. Ooh.
I got excited.
Okay, you know what? Were you masturbating during the commercial?
Yes, I was.
No.
That's a good answer. Good answer.
All right, there you go. All over.
This is Happy Masturbation Month.
Yeah. Are you still there,
come
Canada?
Let us play. Okay, Joe.
He's still there.
Oh, yeah. Were you masturbating during the commercial? He was. Oh, okay. So it wasn't just Sarah. It was also Joe.
Oh, we were all masturbating.
Joe, I think it's great that you masturbate, but not in front of little girls, okay?
No, I don't masturbate in front of little girls.
Okay, it says here exposes himself to girls.
I meant women. Ladies,
women. Ladies. Okay, well, please call us women or we get confused.
Okay, women.
Thank you. All right, we now have a bottle of agua coca leaf liqueur. Let's take a picture.
Let's just drink it.
Photograph it.
Photograph it, then drink it.
Then drink it. It's like photograph it, then kill it. That's what they do at war. You are breathing heavily. Did you know that? Joe?
Yes.
Did you know how heavily you are breathing? You're not really paying attention to how heavily you're breathing. Because I just want you to know that it's what we hear with you on the radio. And there are a lot of people listening, and they all hear you breathing heavily.
Okay, no problem.
No problem. Are you an exhibitionist?
No problem.
Is this a form of exposing yourself? Is this just like you're exposing yourself, except instead of... you know, someone seeing your pee-pee, they're hearing you stroke it?
Oh, they like to see it too.
Joe, between your cough, my cough, and your tiny little voice, we are getting no traction on this call.
No, this call sucks.
Right. Okay? He's just breathing heavy, and I'm coughing.
And I'm making fun of him.
All right. We're getting nowhere here, Joe. You're either going to spice it up or we're going to move on. We've got other people waiting in line.
Listen, why don't you go join Blogamy, and then you'll get some liquor.
You could get a free bottle of agua and
actually,
you could take a girl out.
If you join Blogamy and call us back, I will pay attention to you.
All right.
Did he say fuck you?
Can you hear a word he's saying?
No, slow down. I can hardly hear you. Say that again. Yes, we
understand. He likes to expose himself in front of
people. No, he likes playing with himself.
Playing with himself.
Well, we all do.
We understand that.
We all know that.
We all know that.
We don't all like playing with ourselves in front of women.
You got lucky.
He got lucky. Because he got on this show.
Because he lives next to a girls' volleyball team?
You got lucky.
All right. It's okay. Don't do it in front of little girls.
No.
Don't even do it in front of people that don't want to.
Old people either.
Yeah. Or old people like me.
You should go into a peeps show and do it in front of people that are paid to watch people.
Or go to a swing club or go to, you know.
Right.
There's lots of places to go where you can do that safely. Well, no, you can't do that in front of
a webcam therapist.
Oh, yeah. Webcam therapist, you can do
webcam
that.
Webcam therapist, yeah. Telephone
we have that
sex
too.
Therapist.
Dr. Susan Block.
You
is
would,
that
would you?
Right. Woo-hoo.
Wait till I talk to her husband.
All right.
We love you.
We extend all kinds of love and blessings, and that's enough now. Okay.
We got to go. Bye.
Oh, he keeps going on and on.
Yeah.
He's hoping that he's going to turn us on.
All right.
Who else do we have?
We lost 5 sponsors with that.
Right.
That we hadn't even
we
gotten
We probably
yet.
Lost agua, coca liqueur.
Dr. Pink is on line 3.
Oh, Dr.
There
Pink.
Is.
Dr. Pink.
All right. Line what?
3.
Okay, let's go.
Dr. Pink.
Dr. Pink.
Hello, doctor.
Welcome to Radio Susie 1.
You know what? I'm too excited.
Well, that's okay. Just don't breathe too heavily or you'll remind
us
of the
previous
call. Well,
I just got these pants pressed, so I'll take it easy.
Okay.
Hi, Dr. Okay. Pink.
Oh, hi.
That's
call
Lisa.
The right number now.
You know Lisa.
You call my cell phone number.
You know what? Lisa and I went to different schools together.
Good. So did I.
I know.
So, This is the gynecologist from Malibu. The celebrity gynecologist, he says. Celebrity gynecologist.
Whose vaginas have you been in?
You know what? I that's the only thing I can't talk about.
Well, then how do we know you're a celebrity gynecologist?
I say the same thing about my whole thing.
I don't have really anything to prove to anybody, so it's like really no big deal.
Yes, you do. But that's why you call yourself a celebrity gynecologist.
Right, you could just call yourself a gynecologist. But you got, it's not just any pussy, it's famous pussy.
Put it this way, I could have, my joke is that I could be an embedded reporter for TMZ, because I'm around loose lips more than they are. That's bad, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
But you know what? I'm very comfortable Pap smears or tabloid pap, so it's all the same. And beauty's only skin
deep,
and I've seen them all.
How do you control yourself a celebrity has a disease?
Is he talking about pap smear?
See, I was thinking you were going to say, how do you control yourself when you're with a beautiful woman and you've got her legs spread open?
Well, that's
and
easy.
Sarah says, Sister Sarah's mind, this is how it works. She says, how do you control yourself when you're with a celebrity who has a disease?
You know they have
that
a disease.
That to her is the most tempting thing in the world.
It is.
To explode to Perez Hilton.
Right.
Not to just
have
sex.
No, not even to them. I would post it on my
on
own
the
site.
Examination table.
No.
But to call Perez Hilton. Right.
Because I'm sure they all have diseases.
So which
dirty.
Is more tempting to you, Dr. Pink, to tell on a celebrity or to have sex with a beautiful patient?
Well, you can't do that.
Which one?
That.
See, it's not even an option.
No, it's just a fantasy.
I'm saying which one? Which one is more tempting?
To have sex.
Yeah. No, not that you do it.
You can't do it. We know you can't do it.
We know you can't do it.
You can't do either one.
But he could tell about diseases.
You can't murder people either, but that could be a third option. But just, no, I mean, let's just not even go there.
How do you look at celebrity pussy without wanting to murder them?
No.
There is one actress that should have STD monogrammed on her towel.
Okay, celebrity pussy, okay. He went for the celebrity disease pussy.
Is it a high ratio, or is it not that common, you know, amongst the celebrities? Like, at least with the basics, like HPV. Doesn't every fucking celebrity have HPV?
I would say that majority of people that come into the office are very healthy.
Okay, all right.
I would say they're healthy.
Good. I'm glad
to
hear it.
So you must be the upper class celebrity gyno, not like the it girl.
He's a Malibu
celebrity
gyno.
Yeah. Malibu, I don't think Paris and Lindsay hang out in Malibu.
There's all sorts of people that hang out everywhere. I'm basically getting out of this, and I'm going to concentrate on filling it.
Oh, you're getting out of this?
The business. Getting out
of
gynecology.
I'm 52. And,
I got you.
With the economy, I don't want to make a joke and say that business stinks, but
No, I understand that. That's a good
I'm usually in the hole before I even bill up.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you need to quit because all these years of being a gynecologist.
You're also a comedian, aren't you?
It's ruined your joke.
Well,
this
is
a comedian.
When I do my thing, I do it. I told
that's funny.
The young lady this afternoon that I do my act on stage, and so the rappers toss money out. They let it rain in the strip clubs. When I let it rain, I toss rubbers out into the audience.
All right, at least you don't toss wooden popsicle sticks.
So it's masturbation month, Dr. King.
I'm thinking of being on The Bachelor, and I wanna pass out speculums instead of roses. I think that would make an interesting show.
Speculums.
This is a comedy.
I think it's now comedy hour with celebrity gyno.
So I want to ask you a question, Dr. Pink Rand.
Only if it's personal, doctor.
Dr. Rand Pink. Okay. Masturbation is always personal, and it is Masturbation Month. Merry Masturbation Month.
Only one month?
Well, you know, it's a month that you celebrate it. It's not just the only month that you do it.
Doctor, can I tell you something?
Yes,
when I was a young man, I was torn between two lovers because I was ambidextrous.
Oh, my God.
Boom. This is where I want a soundboard.
Do you know how to have a conversation, Dr. King? Okay, all right. seriously.
Okay, hit me with your best.
Maybe not best seriously. Shot. It could be funny. But maybe not just a joke for an answer. I don't know. Maybe you
oh,
could.
This is a serious question?
Well, it is Masturbation Month, and we talk about masturbation.
It's International Masturbation Month.
They're not serious questions. Yeah. You're just not that funny.
Okay, go on.
I am not as drunk.
I,
as
on the other hand, am hilarious.
Sarah's drinking a lot. You know.
Sorry. Anyway, that's what they say because they didn't want to be honest.
How does masturbation affect gynecology? Female masturbation, that is.
In what way? It doesn't affect anything.
Doesn't affect anything. Doesn't affect health or...
You don't grow hair or go blind.
Do you grow hair?
Do you grow hair?
All those things are all fallacies. But I mean, just like you have to...
When I see a blind person, the first thing I think is, this guy has been masturbating.
No, because
I grew up in the 50s. That's what they told me.
I think that when I see people with hairy hands.
Yeah.
Hairy hands, I go...
Or warts.
Or like when one of their arms is much bigger than their other arm.
Yeah.
Actually, masturbation is supposed to grow hair on your palms. Have you ever seen someone with hairy palms?
Never. So that's why hairy hands is as close as I can get to hairy palms.
Hairy hands has
nothing to do with it. Ew, masturbator!
If they did it all the time, though, they wouldn't need the stick. Right?
Right.
They would just be walking around with their third leg.
I knew this urologist named...
Ew! Okay, sorry.
That's a whole different story.
That's a whole different story.
Go on.
Imagine what these guys do every day.
Well, he was a big proponent of masturbation for, you know, urological health.
Was he into golden showers?
Well, but you know what? It has
not
been proven.
Especially.
And in a lot of magazines that is very good for your prostate.
Masturbation. So
that's
a given fact.
Right.
So you don't feel that there's any benefit of female masturbation for female genitalia?
It's like taking your car in for an oil change. I mean, you have to make sure that things are...
And the car would be the Volvo? I mean, Volva? No, I see, I'm getting to have humor like him.
Yeah. Yes,
don't let it affect you.
I'm trying to speak your language, Dr. Pink.
Well, you remember, Doctor, I don't know how old you are, but... The first Volvos that were sold in this country, you had to put a little oil in the gas tank also.
That just explains everything. There's a direct correlation.
Right, there you go.
I didn't
oiling
get it.
Yourself in a Volvo.
Well,
Volvo.
Keeping it lubricated.
Lubricated, right.
Lubricated. Lubrication. In real estate, it's location.
Let me throw a question at you.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you think about this situation? I'm with a young lady,
Lindsay,
and she is, when we're together and
Lindsay.
Having sex, she gets so wet that I almost have to call FEMA and put like sandbags around her vagina. I've never been drenched like that before.
The best way to take care of that is put a board across your ass so you don't fall in. I'm sorry.
I need her nickname. I started to call her Katrina, you know, while we're having sex.
She's a squirter. Right?
Pardon?
She sounds like a female ejaculatrix.
Yeah, she is a little bit crazy.
Well, some men like that. Some men don't, you know. Some women just squirt a lot, you know. It's part of her natural... expression.
I love Katrina.
I know. I mean, I thought it was great, but I just, you know, the response from the government to my house wasn't that quick. I thought I was going to drown or something.
Oh, my.
I'm so over him. Sorry, dude.
Let me get my rubbers and say, well, you know, Malibu, floods.
Tell me about your masturbation month. I'm the one who interrupted you. Please continue.
No. I will continue, actually. I'm going to continue all month.
No, we should tell about masturbation month.
And I appreciate that, you know, we have a gynecologist on to tell us to, you know, watch out for flooding.
And listen, if you join up right now, I'll send you some cocoa leaf liqueurs. Liqueurs.
Liqueurs.
Blog me. I'm just doing a little advertising.
Blogme.com.
Oh, okay.
Well, when I called in early, I said that I didn't know if I could call because I'm sneaking a phone call because the person I'm seeing doesn't. She knows I'm vulgar, but she doesn't know that I'm like this crazy.
Is this the person that floods like Katrina?
Hmm?
That's the person you're seeing tonight? The person that has flooded you
like
Hurricane Katrina?
That person has moved downstream.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Downstream.
So you're with another girl now.
No, he has.
I wonder if he has this humor because of all the years of being a gynecologist. So he has make people feel comfortable.
It's
like
you're being a cop.
Right. Don't worry, I got my spelunking helmet on, you know.
Calm them down.
Hey, some of these people are really big. I have to put, orange cones down.
You know.
This is to make them grow. It's not all jokes when you're in there. Because there's people in there with, you're looking for precancerous things. It's not going in there and it's a date.
Right.
Right.
Even though, listen, between you and me it is.
That one was funny.
There's a cardiologist, though, next door who's very upset because he says, women that come and see me, they come from tennis, they come in jogging suits. They come from yoga.
Ugh.
All the ladies that come and see you, they look like they're going on a date. And I said, it is kind of a funny thing because women come like we're going to go dancing or something.
They wear their cute panties and they're all freshly waxed.
They take a bidet.
Really?
Seriously, I should probably just put cocktails out in the front lobby.
Yeah.
I don't get dressed up to go to my gynecologist.
I do.
Because
I'm a male.
You know, I watch Beverly Hills 90210.
Maybe that's because my gynecologist is just this kind of nice older lady. But I don't get dressed up to go to see her. Well, Dr. Rand, you haven't sent us your picture. Where can we find your picture to know whether you're worth getting dressed up for?
You know what? I have to send something out. Like, I've been getting a lot of people complaining that I only have an owl face on Twitter.
Yes, you do.
So I have to do that. But I'm between you and me and whoever listens. I'm supposed to be on the big TV tube very soon. So the joke will be out soon because some people have said, I really don't think you're Dr. Pink. I think you're somebody else posing.
What TV show are you going to be on?
I can't discuss that one either.
Celebrity gynecologist?
Well, you know what? We were pushing gynecologists from New York City.
Is there a show called Celebrity Gynecologist?
No, but there should
be. No, we're trying to push Bravo for real gynecologists from New York City. And then we have something else, which is called I'm a Widower. So it's going to be a show of a gynecologist widower that reenters the dating world in L.A. called Love Stinks.
Oh. I like Celebrity Gynecologist. Straight to the point. I want that show.
You know what you're going to see when you get involved with that show.
Did you hear about my dating books?
No.
You ready for this one?
No, I'm not, actually.
I wasn't ready for any of them.
Oh, doctor, come on.
Go ahead. Come on. I know. It's like, go stick the speculum in. Okay, get it over with. Okay.
I'm a gynecologist looking for an opening. I'm not, that's okay. I'm not that into you. That's my medical instrument.
Oh.
And then the last one, you remind me of my mother because you taste like brisket.
That's a Jewish one.
That's a Jewish one.
Brisket
those
one
are not
for
so
Passover.
I love brisket.
You have a Jewish mother. See, this
you know
is what gives us a bad name.
The girl came with au jus, too. It was very nice.
The what?
She had her own au jus that she would put all over her.
Au jus.
It was wonderful.
It's French.
Ah, yeah. It's
this
really
is
juice. The gravy.
I'm out.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Rand Pink.
You know what?
No.
Dr. Susie, it was a pleasure to be on your show.
It was a pleasure.
Your pleasure is ours. Peace through pleasure.
You're a delightful guest.
Learn about the bonobos.
And revolution always.
And enjoy your next career as a gynecologist comedian.
Very, very gracious. Very gracious host.
Thank you.
We try to be,
even with Sarah.
I try not to be.
Sarah.
I'm the Artie Lang.
We have to make excuses
for
Sarah.
Sarah here to represent our id.
She's a functional alcoholic, and she's doing good.
They have street cred because of me.
Sarah's very tough.
And yet we managed to get along with the celebrity gynecologist.
These chicks are tough.
I'm sorry to die in front of you. You're cool.
I'm the engineer, and these women are tough on me.
You know what? They're
are you
going to
have sex tonight?
Yeah. What?
You're going to
have sex with your friend next door?
Yeah.
I guess that's dangerous.
You should.
The girl,
you know what? I'm
going
to have to just drop down to your studio one day because
no, we're not talking about that.
I think you know what? I'll bring this young lady with me. She's
absolutely,
and she has some different ideas than.
Will you tell us if you're
going to
have sex with her tonight?
Yeah, call us next week, but come down to the studio.
No, I want
to
know how far are you going to go.
I want to see his girl.
How far am I going to go with her
tonight?
Tonight, what are you going to do?
I go everywhere with her.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, you make out.
We might end up with a TV show called The Orifice. Who knows?
Ah.
We're all over the place.
Okay.
He's not
going to
tell me.
And where is she
laid
from?
Or getting
a blowjob. Where is she from?
She's from Tel Aviv.
Tel Aviv.
Oh,
Eric nice
Israel.
Jewish girl or Arab
Israel.
Girl.
Shalom.
Well, maybe she's Arab.
I doubt it.
What? We don't know.
No, she was in the military. And
is she a Sabra?
Pardon?
Is she a Sabra?
I can't hear you.
Sabra?
Is she a Sabra?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to probably play Hide the Matzah later.
Hide the Matzah.
How much more must I endure?
No more. Okay, that's it. Shalom, Dr. Pink.
Bye, Dr.
Shalom,
Pink.
Doctor.
Thanks for calling.
Bring her down, huh? Okay.
You know what? Also, Dr.
Susie. This is your fault. Brother Max, no. We're saying
that's because Max also enjoys a good pun. I can tell.
He does. He's enjoying it because it's like old guys playing golf,
yeah.
Except they're on the radio.
Who's on first?
We're outnumbered here.
You know what? We can take care of them. Don't worry.
Yeah,
I know.
They're just pussies. Nothing to worry about.
You know
about.
What? You'll have to look. I have a sex tape that's coming out also.
Really? Are you in it?
No. You ready for this one? This one you'll like.
Nope, I wasn't ready for it.
I mean, so far you don't like anything I said. Let me try this one. But this
I like the part about the Sabra.
Yeah, I have a tape coming out, and it's an X-rated comedy with Ruth Madoff lookalikes, and it's a weekend at Bernie's, and the release party is going to be right in front of their penthouse in New York on 133 East 64th between Lexington and Park Avenue. So that should be a good tape. I'll send you a copy of that. That's going to be hysterical.
Wait a second. There was not even a bad punchline there.
Is that
there
an actual
nothing.
Promo? Wait. Stop
I was
everything.
Waiting for some sort
no, no, no,
of
no,
plug.
No, sorry. Was that an actual plug
that,
for
that,
a real porn?
Yeah, this is a real thing.
A real weekend at Bernie's porn?
Yes.
Okay.
I presented it to Vivid. They didn't want to do it, so we just.
That's
because
it's necrophilia,
and this is your porn. You wrote this.
You wrote this.
Well, there's nothing to write. I just have a guy that looks like Bernie, nailing a lady that looks like Ruth from behind. I mean,
necrophilia. Bernie's.
She looks like any other blonde in Palm Beach, but I got a guy that looks exactly like Bernie, except he's, you know, got a schlong that's like, you know, 20 feet long. So that's a funny video. I'll send it to you.
All right.
So do we call this, like, Catskills gynecology?
Catskills?
Well, whatever you call it. I've got, like, middle school humor.
Catskills
okay,
like is, like, Jewish
old, even
sort
I'm
of, no, maybe Catskills is too remote.
That's,
I don't know what that
that's the whole shtick.
Shtick. Gynecology
right. How
about
shtick. Gyno shtick?
Gyno shtick. That's
you
what this
what?
Is. Gyno shtick.
I'll poke
trying
you
to
with
figure
my
out
gyno shtick.
What this is that you do. And that's what it is. You have a gyno shtick instead of
you
a speculum.
You know what? I like that. I think I want to steal that from you and patent it.
All right. Well, and me and Sarah.
And
because
hey,
she
Doc,
helped
you,
me come up
too late. Thing. I already registered gynoshtick.com.
How do you spell it?
Nobody knows.
All right, so you're invited to
All
the
right.
studio, Doc.
You're fun to kick around, you know?
You're really fun.
You're a good sport. Yeah.
Nice
you know what?
Sport.
I am a good sport because you know what? I have a very, very easy life.
Yeah, I'm
you
sure
do.
You
oh, are you wealthy?
Are you wealthy?
I've got two great children. And,
okay, great children.
Oh, you know what? I can give you another plug. My daughter
you didn't say it was wealthy.
In New York, she's a She's what we call a human hanger, okay? She's a model in New York. She's a freshman in college. She's selling surgical masks with designs on it. Like, she's got
like
a surgical
now,
mask
like...
that looks like the Joker with the big smile.
Oh, really? She sells some surgical
this
masks.
This designers he wanted to
doing
escape
this,
my
this
flu.
This is a gimmick because of the swine flu thing.
Right.
Term,
my flu.
I kissed the pig and I liked it.
Okay.
I kissed a pig, and I like.
You know, you have to save some material for next time, Dr. Rand, and we have other callers.
Let's have him come.
And for your stand-up.
Max loves this guy.
Yeah, I like this. Nice.
Let's go into business together.
We're going into business together.
He went into business with the FetLife guy. Now he's going into business
I'm going
with
into
this guy.
We're
going to
make hundreds of dollars a month.
Hundreds of dollars a month.
On gyno shtick.
So listen, Doc.
Gyno shtick. We're going to sell it on Shopping Heaven.
Actually, it could be from viral YouTube material. I could see some viral material here.
Wait. Listen, not seen enough viral for 26 years. Listen to this. You ready for this?
Is it SCH?
Sweet puss you.
Gyno shtick.
What you have to do is picture this on stage. I did two things once in New York, and they went nuts. I had a girl who, and I have to admit this, I like spinner. She was like maybe 5 foot tall, black.
We have to get
wait,
going.
Wait,
there's one last question.
One last one. Oh, geez.
So she's on stage, and I was a gynoventriloquist, but my hand didn't go from behind. Of course, it went from the front. So that was one thing. They went nuts because, of course, she was making all sorts of sounds. I didn't really have my hand in her, but it looked like it. And then the other time,
like
I had it so the woman was on, like I was examining her. So I was facing the audience. All you could see was her head and her legs up. So that was another funny thing.
All right, Doc.
All right, that's enough now.
Doc,
listen, Doc, you got to go to blogamy.com.
Sign up.
Sign up.
You'll get to see
Google
a lot
Dr.
of gynecology on there, actually.
Shit.
He's still trying to promote his shtick.
No, that's all right. Go to Google, Rand. Okay, I'm going to give you...
Look at Dr. Rand Pink in parentheses, and then you'll see who you're fucking with.
Okay.
You're fucking with somebody who's huge talking your goddamn radio show.
All right, Dr. Rand Pink.
I hope you turn out to be a big celebrity, and I feel bad for making fun of
you.
You
know what? I am a big person.
Okay.
You know what?
I know you are. You know what?
I don't think the three of you have a jet, so you know what? Why don't you just go finger yourself on your internet radio?
Masturbation month.
Love you guys.
Hey, Doc.
We love you too.
Doc,
we really do.
Don't worry about these gyno people. I'm gonna give you. I'm gonna give you 1 minute a week with gyno shtick.
Gyno shtick.
Yeah,
right?
Sounds like a
We'll make you an intro.
One minute is good.
One minute of gyno.
No, you're really funny. You're a very funny guy.
Out in Malibu.
Out in Malibu. You got a nice house and stuff.
Come on. You know what? Come out to Carbon Beach and then look for a flag that's got two lips on it, and you'll find me.
Do you really have a flag with two lips?
Do you really have
Are they upper lips or lower lips?
Do you really have a house, or is it a trailer?
He's got a jet.
You know what? Just Google me, and you'll find out who I am.
We're going to do that. Okay, so
Google him.
Google the doctor.
I'm nervous.
See, we love you without even knowing who you are. We love
you
for your self.
Why are you nervous?
You're going to Google me. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're going to find out all kinds of shit about you.
Today,
you don't even know what's on Google.
My neighbor's house, just
he keeps going.
Hey, Doc, we got some six people
out there
that we need to help.
We need to help people.
But you're great, and I invite you to the studio next week. Come down.
Yeah, I'll give you a call, Dr. Ramping.
You come down in your jet, okay?
All right, Dr.
We have a hell of a
call.
Why don't you girls just double-dildo yourself? Way over there in the studio.
San Francisco.
See you later, Doc. Take care.
That's Dr. Rand Pink, the celebrity gynecologist of Malibu.
Google him.
Are you Googling him?
I'm not Googling that guy.
Okay, I've got...
Okay, we've got Frank on line two.
Big swine stuff. Line two?
Pig swine.
All right, no, he's on line one. Line one, somebody. Who's on line one?
That's Robert McQueen.
Let's find out.
Who's on first?
Robert McQueen. Let's try.
Hello?
How about you announce who's ever signed up on Blog of Me and congratulate them?
Hello, you're on the air.
No?
You're on the air.
Can't do that?
I would, Lisa.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
If someone would check out on Blog of Me.
Whoa. You're on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
Sorry. Oh, it's Robert.
Yeah, it's me. It's Robert McQueen in Kansas City.
Robert McQueen in Kansas City.
Yeah.
What's going on in Kansas City, Robert?
Oh, nothing really. Oh,
I want one of these.
To tell you. Mm. I think I found me a girlfriend.
Okay, girlfriend. Yay. You think?
Yes.
I love his accent.
And I met her at a prom.
Really?
You did, right? Yeah. At the prom.
At a prom? That sounds like something you go to for school.
How old is this Chickalita?
Oh, Senorita that I met? She's
30-ish. I said Chickalita.
30-ish.
What kind of a prom do 30-ish people go to?
Chaperone people?
The kind of prom that we was in high school, you know. The kind that guy dresses real up, you know, and do they have that for older people?
I thought they only have that for high school people.
Exactly. It's like it was in high school. Remember, Doctor, you had one in high school?
I remember, but when do they have that for older people?
That was over there at Maplewood Valley High School.
I didn't imagine I would get a straight answer out of Robert McQueen.
Maplewood Valley High School.
Right.
All right, so cut to the chase, Robert.
Train wreck in progress.
Well, all I did was slow dance. That's all we did. That's how far as we went.
Slow dance.
She said she'd meet again May 15th.
Okay. Well,
so.
Congratulations.
That's great. So
all right,
I think we're done. We look forward to hearing from you after May 15th. Okay?
Bye.
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 Okay, bye. Let's say goodbye.
So long.
All right.
So now,
wow.
So this guy Frank is not there?
No.
Okay.
And what about
let's
all
talk
the
amongst ourselves.
Wait a minute. What about all the people on Mogulus? What's wrong with you people? Why, you're sitting there, you're listening, you're watching the webcam, you're not calling.
Let me check.
Come on.
Are we still on Mogulus right now?
Yeah, we're on Mogulus.
I thought it ended at 12.
It ended at 12?
Does it end at 12?
No, it should be an hour and a half.
Okay.
But anyway, I don't like any of these people on Mogulus. They're just sitting there
Fuck
talking.
You, Mogulus.
Fuck you.
We have like 20 listeners on there.
20 listeners. You're
do.
Not calling. What are you doing? You're playing with yourself? Come on. You can get...
They don't speak English.
Really? Where are they from?
I don't know.
Are they
Mogulus
Mongols?
International? Yeah, kind of like Mongolia.
Mongolia. Mongoluses.
Mongolia.
Oh, Mongoluses. Mongoluses. What's wrong with you? Engineer. Did we give these Mongolians some numbers?
Well, I gave them both numbers. The 213 and the 86.
Okay. Are they cripple? Are they gimps? What's wrong with them?
Why are you such a gimp hater?
I don't know. They're kind of special.
They don't know how to dial.
Are they talking about anything?
They don't have telephones?
Oh.
What kind of thing is that? They don't have telephones?
One of them. Somebody's calling.
Okay. All right.
Well, Dragon says he doesn't think he's allowed to call in.
He doesn't?
Why not?
Who is he? Dragon, you can call right now. Give him the number, please. What's the number?
1-866-889-7068.
I got a Twitter. Someone said, did I win? I hope you won.
Oh, they joined.
Someone joined?
All right,
if they joined. All we know is they Twittered.
They might have registered but not paid.
No, they got to pay. You got to pay. You know, the bottle is $30,
Here's what they said. Yeah. Did I win? We were wondering what the Not Safe for Work website Dries Twittered about was going to be.
Oh, nuts. That's a Drupaler.
The guy that wrote Drupal Twittered about Blogamy already.
Right. Okay.
And Twittered that it was not safe for work.
Yeah, so, actually, I read that today.
Susie was offended.
I know, I was a little offended.
I read that. No, no.
I just said, I feel sorry for you that you can't look at blogging me.
No, no.
At work.
I read his thing today. I read his thing on the Drupal, and he said there are Drupalers who are 14 years old.
Yeah.
Yes. They're really. This is not
little children. The little children
that know more, but they know more than we do.
Did you see? I'm like, no, not safe for work. Suck it.
There's actually no nudity on the site until you go to the private area.
Not quite true. Not 100% true.
Depends on how you define nudity.
Here's what I think the problem was. The old blog posts are still showing their embedded images.
Right.
And that's full-blown nudity.
That is full-blown.
But they're wearing a hat, so it's okay. That's not nude.
These people registered for the free account. And I guess I got to...
It's got to be the paid account.
Free account you do not get.
No. You got
to
pay.
We're trying to test our pay.
You don't have $4.95? That's ridiculous. I mean, what kind of human being are you that doesn't have a credit card and doesn't have $4.95 in today's world? Huh? What are you, a schlump? Who are you? Well, you live in Lower Slobovia?
Well, anyway, can Dragon call?
Dragon? He can call, sure.
Okay, let Dragon know that he can call.
Yeah,
I think
Dragon,
you told him that he couldn't call, or somebody told him that.
Why? It's an 800 number.
I don't remember.
It's an 800 number.
But he did write that to me on one of those community sites.
Well, is he an asshole or some kind?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I think it was that he called, maybe it was the anniversary night, or it was one of those nights when there was a lot going on. Oh, I think it was the night the porn stars were here, and then...
Come on, we need one sign up tonight.
The guitarist was here, and they were loud and obnoxious.
The speakeasy, the church, the revolution needs money. You got $4.95. You get a $30 bottle, okay?
I think you guys are going for the hard sell.
I can't believe that this depression is so deep. That nobody has $4.95.
You know what? I'm gonna whore this shit the fuck out right now. I know there's a handful of mellow kids listening.
We got $4.95.
Hey, mellow kids.
Help us
buy
pay
just
our
one
rent.
Account. I just want to know that the checkout works. Okay, I just need one person.
Right.
I'll give you a free Elite account. There you go.
Right. All their cards
free
are
Mellow
out.
Elite account plus free Coca Elite.
Their cards are maxed out.
And a six pack of Coke.
Six pack of Coke.
None of our viewers, none of our listeners can afford it. They can't afford $4.95. Let's just face it.
You know what it is? They don't have MasterCards.
They don't have MasterCards. They only have Visa.
They only have Visa.
They only have Visa, and we can't accept Visa just yet. Can we accept American Express?
Yeah.
Yep.
No, sorry.
No?
Discover and
Discover.
MasterCard.
No
MasterCard.
American Express.
JVC?
Oh God, well, no wonder.
I was thinking of... Okay, in case any Drupalers are listening, I'm going to nerd out real quick. I was thinking of writing a new UberCart edition that says, like, when you choose your payment method, you can choose credit card, check, or person. And then if you choose person, it goes... Call this number right now and tell our receptionist your order number, and she'll finish the checkout for you over the phone.
There you go.
You know?
Okay, right. Yeah.
And then they can just call
Visa
in
or
they can go,
American Express.
My order number is blah, blah, blah. Person at the front desk just does everything for them.
Yeah, that's it. Right.
Then
we're
can
here.
Take
we're here 24 hours
24
a day.
24 hours a day.
$4.95, we're here.
And I think that's kind of cute. Like, I've never been to a checkout form where it said person, you know, and you're like, like, what the fuck? I can call somebody and finish this? Like,
You hate to call people.
I do, but I like to offer cool things to people.
And also, we want to be in profit for the first month.
Yes.
Even if we only make $100. Okay?
Well, I think we've spent zero so far.
Yeah, we're very efficient.
Have we spent anything?
No, not much.
I've spent a lot of time.
Time,
yes.
But our time is worthless.
Yes. We have nothing to do anyways.
Right, that's true, except we're on the radio, so we might as well be...
Here's the problem with time. If we start calculating how much money we spend on time, then Susie will go... I make $500 an hour. And I'll go, I make $200 an hour. And we'll add it up and we'll go, this was an $80,000 project.
Exactly. It's terrible.
But I gotta say.
No. That's what we tell the Wall Street Journal.
That's what we tell them.
It costs millions to
cash
develop
out
this.
Of pocket. I think we're at zero.
Zero. Got it.
Okay.
So, $4.95. Join now. Join the revolution. Join us. This is the time to change your fucking life, okay? your fucking life. You change it now. Whatever you're doing, you change it. Okay? $4.95.
And you'll also see some fun pictures.
That's a fucking sell.
And where do you go to get this change of life?
There's hot pictures. There's hot pictures of me
hot
on
pictures,
there.
Yeah. There's hot pictures of Sarah.
Of me.
How about
hot
that?
Hot pictures.
I mean, there's tons of naked pictures of Susie, but there's some hot pictures
there's
of me.
A lot of hot pictures of
there's us. Also unhot pictures of me. Right. If you want to see me looking like a total retard, Susie
this
has also
it.
Placed those in the paid area.
Yeah. I look like a retard in some of them. Everyone gets to look
I
like a retard.
I saw some more today. I'm like, really? Me laying upside down, super drunk, staring at the camera.
It's so cute.
Listen, this is better than my face.
My face?
My face.
No,
my
your face is better than
right
everything.
Right now you're trying to appeal to the mellow kids, aren't you?
Well, yeah, of
see,
course.
Don't you want to see Sarah lying down?
Being retarded.
Shit-faced.
$4.95, you can see
mellow.
It.
Very functional, too.
And Fatty D.
Yeah. Mm. Ah, Fatty D. Yes, yes, yeah. And
whole
me.
Whole lot of woman.
Fatty D and me. Okay, so, wow. We're selling, right?
I don't know, are we?
We're fucking selling tonight.
Is somebody on the phone, or did we hang up on
no,
it?
Nobody's on the phone.
Just
nobody's on there. The moguls from Mongolia.
Now that we've totally sold out and become sell whores,
yeah,
they've all stopped listening to us.
Gone away. They don't want to hear this anymore.
We're just excited. It's a new thing. Oh, my God. We got our first sale. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We got our first sale.
All right.
All that prostituting ourselves paid off.
I want to shout. Oh, wait. No, I lied. Hang on. He's still in checkout.
Okay.
He's still in checkout.
We're watching.
It's not our first sale.
We're watching you.
It's
come
the
on,
first person
guys.
That's not me
you can
that's
do it.
Checking out.
Do you understand $4.95 what we've earned tonight?
I want to shout out his name, but maybe we should
no,
be private.
No, don't do that. Private.
I'll tell you if he check if he all finishes right, checkout.
Right, we're watching you.
He's in checkout.
We are in checkout. Checking in and checking out. All right. That's
come
really
on,
exciting.
Guy. You can do it. What if he has Visa?
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, listeners. Why we're so desperate,
right.
quote unquote desperate
don't
right
tell
now.
Tell him why.
It's because we
better
launched.
Have a good reason.
Right. This is my reason. It's because we're launching a whole new endeavor right now.
Right.
You know, it's
right.
a it's a new experience
that's
for us.
Right.
I feel it's a
that's
new
right.
twist on blog.
Right. Like, it's a totally new twist on blog.
Right. Nobody's had blogs like this
Nobody.
Before. I'm very excited Nobody. About the whole thing. So. All we have to do is sell one or two, and it justifies everything.
That's correct. Right.
You know, it doesn't have to be enough to
and
make up for $80,000 worth of time.
What if this guy has Visa?
What if he doesn't finish checking out?
Exactly.
What happens? I mean, what do we got?
Well, I won't be heartbroken if we don't make our first sale tonight.
It's like a marathon where we have to stay on night.
Yeah, we do.
We get
we will not quit this radio show.
It's a telethon. We're not going to stop until we get our first 500 sign-ups tonight.
Or just one.
Or just one. One or two.
500 or one.
One.
Right. One. One.
Please. This one.
This is great.
It'd make it all
this.
Worth it. That's
yes.
the thing. Even I mean, it's so funny because it's only $4.95, but it's so symbolic in so many ways.
That's right.
It justifies a lot of time
because
we've spent.
It's the first. It's the first. This is the change in blogs.
It's like when you go to a restaurant and they have their very first $1 bill
right.
taped to the cash register. You know,
right.
This person is going to be our $1
right.
bill.
We're,
so,
person, if you're out there, you don't know how important
we are
person in checkout right now. Just finish.
We're going to post your credit card all over.
They could be sitting in checkout. This could be, you know, that guy Joe with one hand on checkout and the other hand on his penis. Ugh. Is he still in checkout?
Yes, I refreshed like 100 times.
Oh,
I'm so
stuck.
Sad. I really thought it said completed when I first saw it. That's why I was
stuck.
Like,
he's stuck
no.
in checkout.
That means he went off to CC Bill World, so he's over there doing that thing.
Oh.
Hopefully.
And does that then, when he's done with that, it like pushes a little lever on our thing?
Right. It brings you right back to the site and everything's done.
And everything's
but
done.
But that little, that moment where you go over to CC Bill, it's like you've left our world and you're in their world. And it gets
wow.
it gets scary over there. Then
see,
you come back.
See, this hasn't been sent to the Google group yet. This is just being sent to Twitter.
Twitter and the radio.
And
I mean,
radio,
this is a soft launch. That's what we call
soft
it.
Soft launch.
It's a soft
right.
launch.
This is a...
We'll do a hard a launch later.
We're going to do the heart pitch in a little bit.
Well, the Google group blast, and
well,
eventually...
We're not going off the air until we get 500 members tonight.
500? All right. We're one!
Okay. Prices have never been better. The depression is here.
Man, if they took Visa, then I would be the first sign up.
God, this is so uncomfortable. I almost want to take back Gyno Shtick.
Oh. Hey, Gyno Shtick, call us up and keep our listeners entertained while we do our pitch.
Jesus.
Okay, so
we got plenty of time.
No, that was a lot of fun, and this will play over and over and over again.
And they'll hear us
in the archive.
Being desperate over and over and over,
over
again.
Over and over. We are desperate.
Our desperate sounds of...
We are in your face.
Need for someone's $4.95.
We are in your space. We are everywhere. We are the new generation. Right?
Here we are.
Here we are. Look
here
at us.
We are.
Drunk and nobody calling us.
It's okay because as soon as this radio
show ends,
we have
a whole bottle of agua ready to go out.
Let's drink some agua
to someone.
No, we have to send. That's the last bottle of agua.
This is the last bottle. This is what we have to.
We have to send that out.
I was going to say, I have an idea. Maybe the people don't know how great agua is.
Right.
And so if we drink it on the air.
Okay, and then we can send the open bottle.
Then
it's
they'll
right.
sign us.
Send the open bottle.
That's whatever we got left. We'll send to you. No. And this means.
You better get it now. If you don't get it quick, we're going to drink your whole bottle.
Order it before we open it.
We are going to open this bottle right now. And if you don't join up right now, we're going to open it. If you join up after we open it,
then you'll hopefully get most of it.
Right. You'll get, you get a portion of it. We don't know how much you'll get. Right? Mm. But you know one thing, that our hands have touched a bottle, and it's a sacred bottle. It's a bottle that you can take and stick anywhere you want.
It's a special bottle.
You can put it anywhere you want, It's a really special bottle. You can stick your finger in the bottle, okay? You could put a nipple or just pour a little bit on your nipple.
You should sign a Dr. Susie.
Yeah.
I just realized that one of our guests did not call, right? Lola.
Lola.
Yeah.
What happened to Lola?
I'm trying to reach her. Left a message.
I have a quick thought/announcement.
Yes.
We got two people to sign up for free because of our little push.
All right.
Can I
for
just
free.
Can I give them
what
free
they
access?
Sign up for?
Can I give them free access?
Yeah, give them a free access.
Right.
Yeah.
So those two people,
they
just registered.
Do
for
we
the
know?
Site.
Do we know how to do that?
I do.
Yeah,
I can
you do.
Write
but
a little
that gives
for
them
it.
No motivation to sign up and
well,
pay.
Okay, you're right. It is no motivation. Okay. At least this one guy that Twittered me that was like, did I win? Like, I feel like I should
no,
give
no,
him
no,
something.
No, you're right back. You didn't win because you have to pay.
You have to pay in
you
order to win.
$4.95, you get
we're
a $30
bottle.
Trying
to get somebody
bottle.
To pay.
That's what I said.
And guess what? If he does pay, he'll get a year's membership as well.
Oh, there you go.
Oh.
There you go.
Maybe it's the pig flu.
Yeah, $4.95. You get a year's membership because you have won if you do that. Okay? But you got to pay $4.95. We're desperate. The rent is due. It's the first.
We need every $5
we
can get.
We need every $5 we can get. Correct? Right? Everybody with that? That's the plan.
I'm with it. Oh, Brand's girlfriend is in checkout.
Oh.
She knows how to spend her $4.95 wisely.
Yeah, we have.
Do it, Alana, do it. Way to go.
There's a what?
Bug in the username field.
Whoa!
Oh, bug!
You can finish checking out.
Well, at least we know we.
Why didn't somebody call me and tell me?
It's not the blogamist. Oh, the web dev girl is getting red in the face. Sarah's getting red. Sarah's going crazy.
Let me see it right now.
We'll take your memberships over the phone.
No!
And send you. Call us now.
My hat fell off. All right, here's what I'm going to do.
This is crazy.
Here's what I'm going to do.
I got a call.
Listen,
we'll
listeners.
Take your membership over the phone.
I can't fix your username bug while I'm on the phone, but I can make it auto-generate a username for you. So I'm just going to turn that shit off, and then you can check out, and it should be able to
right.
work. Okay. Here we go. I'll let you know. I'm about to turn it off.
This is...
My internet's a little slow, but I'm on it.
Drupal finessing
oh, I'm so
on the air.
So sad.
No, that's all right. That's right. We're doing good. You can call us 1-866.
Okay. It works for me because I was logged in.
Not me. Okay, now. We're fixing it.
We're fixing it. Hang
We're
on, I'm on it.
It.
I'm on it.
The high priestess of technology is working.
I can't believe there's a bug in the username field.
Her Drupal magic.
I hope some Drupalers are listening to this so they know there's a bug in the
username field.
All right, they're calling. They're trying to sign up.
Frank is back on which line?
Frank.
Two. Line two. Frank is on line two.
Hey, Frank.
Hello.
Hey, how are you? How are you?
Hi, Frank.
I wanted to tell you about Fastius.
You want to? I can't hardly hear you, Frank. And you're playing music. What is that?
Sound like my automatic litter box.
Mm. All right, what's going on, Frank?
Well, my fantasy is I would like to fuck the girl that played Jody Cunningham on Happy Days.
That played somebody on Happy Days?
Yeah,
Jody.
Jody on Happy Days?
Yeah.
I don't know the
Joni.
Characters on
it.
Joni on Happy
Days. I have a small comment on this. They just released a new Happy Days porn. Hustler.
Oh, Happy Days porn.
Hustler
okay.
made a Happy Days porn.
Are you promoting Hustler Happy Days porn?
No. Why
did
they make a porn?
No.
No. Okay. Okay, well, I don't know. So you want to do this. You want to have sex, or as you say, fuck the girl on the Happy Days porn.
That's the same as having sex. Fuck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, where should we go with that?
All right. So, what do you want us to do?
What do you want us to do about that? That you want to have sex with this girl who doesn't even exist because she's now about, you know, 60 years old.
Hey. Watch out who you call 60 years old.
I can't hear him.
Well, because he's whispering, you know.
Did you Aaron Miranda a porno?
Aaron Miranda?
No, did you say that they released a porno?
They released a porno called Happy Days porn. Yes.
Oh, okay.
So you should watch it. And you should also join blogamy.com.
Okay. By the way, I just fixed the username thing, so you should be
okay.
We have our first payment received.
We do.
All right. As soon as we fixed it.
All right.
And it's someone not even, it wasn't the first guy, and it wasn't Ram's girlfriend. It was a completely new person.
Are you serious? Do we know who this person is? We
no,
want
it looks like
adore
a girl. I think it's a girl.
Oh, I know.
It's a girl. Okay,
oh, we shouldn't say who
bottle.
She is, but she wins.
Do we have her address and everything?
We
so,
do,
yeah,
we do.
Do.
She's
okay.
from Kansas.
Kansas?
Right.
Are you serious? Oh, my God. We are so happy. And we also love you, Frank.
And,
girl from Kansas. You're my new
girl
best
from
friend.
Kansas.
Let me just say this, Kansas.
We start blogging me with Girl from Kansas. My hope has been renewed.
Right. And the hope of Mao Zedong, who said the revolution...
The revolution is in the heartland.
Yes.
Yay! Cheers!
With cheers.
Cocoa liqueur in the heartland.
We're sending cocoa liqueur to Kansas.
Yep. You got it.
Oh, my God. Her order went all the way to completed. She
all
has
right.
her role granted.
Yay.
Oh, she can look at our private photos.
She's
can
great.
We just
name, Angelia.
Angelia
in Kansas. We
Jeez.
Love you.
Oh, well, I'm still very excited.
I know. I'm so excited. You had just fixed it.
And we got our very first.
Yes.
Like they
she
were
was ready.
Waiting.
She was ready for it to be fixed.
And she squeezed it past.
And we've got 2 minutes left
it's
in the show.
So nice.
We're about to go down.
If you're desperate
downtown.
To know that someone else out there is desperate, too.
Wow. Thank you so much,
our
angel.
It just
our
makes
angel
all the passion worthwhile.
Yeah, you were a good omen. and we love you.
Our first guy, we're giving away two bottles, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we've got another one.
Because our first guy is now trying to finish his checkout.
Trying to finish. All right.
So, I mean, two winners. Bram's girlfriend won't be one of them, but she can drink all the liqueur with us next time she visits.
Yeah, she has to come here to drink a lot of booze. Okay.
But and Angel.
Hey, this is good stuff. I'm telling you.
We made our first cash. We're now in the green.
We're in the green. And Agua Coca Liqueur is, by coincidence,
it's
very green.
Yes, made out of coca leaves.
Yes.
Yep. It's got coca leaves in it.
And by the way, we are in two weeklies this week.
Oh, yes.
It's a week of weeklies. We are in, of course, the Pasadena Weekly, talking about senior sex, safer senior sex. See? Here we go. And it's, you know, a nice little article. I guess there's a lot of little old ladies and little old men in Pasadena who have sex these days. You know, like Sarah's grandma said, just because there's snow on the roof don't mean there's not a fire inside.
Did you hear my other one? Just because you're old and gray doesn't mean it goes away.
There you go. It's certainly well known in Pasadena. This paper is full of old people having sex, so and much so that they have to wear condoms.
We are out of time.
And we are out of time. Yeah. We're also in the LA Weekly Masturbation Month. Happy Masturbation Month, everybody. And the LA Weekly has graciously picked us up. Our Google group email, which was created by Lillian, helped kick off the LA Weekly. So Lillian, Sister Lillian, where are you? Thank you, Sister Lillian. Sister Lillian's in love. So she's fantasizing.
All right, let's go.
Okay, so we gotta go. We want you to be good. We want you to be happy. Hey, Lillian, happy Masturbation Month.
Okay.
And,
blogamy.
Blogamy. We blogamy. Want you to blogamize. B-L-O-G-G. AMY.com.
Register blogamy.
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 Right. And it's the other blogamy.
That's for the Italians.
There's
so blogamy.
All kinds of ways you can spell it, unfortunately. It's like my name is terrible.
All right.
But anyway, we have great hopes for it. And make like the bonobos, not the baboons. I'm going to be in a new bonobo movie that's coming out. But anyway, we'll talk about that next time.
We'll talk about that.
Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
And you've been listening to Dr. Susan Block, and we're going to leave you now with a little commercial. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Where is that?
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.